I'm Lawrence C. Connolly, and I got started in science fiction in the early 1980s.
I'm Christopher Connolly, and I have been an illustrator and designer for basically all my life. I created a story, an IP of Minutemen prior to COVID.
This is a continuing episode of a series about Minutemen. Now, you're talking about this franchise being a multimedia, I think, franchise. So I'm hearing about the novel. I want to hear about what else is going on.
I don't know if you've seen it, but every now and then I've taken a drink out of my coffee cup. And there's my coffee cup.
Sweet. Yeah.
And that's one of Chris's designs.
He's holding up a Minuteman coffee mug. Sorry, I had to let the folks know.
He has a swag store that I was building, merchandise from jackets to bracelets to watches. I mean, they were, you know, for the bracelet that they would wear, from sunglasses to, you know, jerseys and things like this as well. Caps, your typical thing. So, you know, there's collectibles. Also, the figurines, the collectibles themselves. So that's cool. Okay, putting this all together, I truly see this, as you just mentioned, multimedia, multi-platforms. I really do. I see this with the graphic novels. I see this with the novels. I see this with the younger novel. I see the gaming platform for this. I would love to have an animation series. I would love to have a television series. I would love to co-op with a candy company. Come on, let's go. There's a perfect one out there. I know it is. I would love to tell you the name of it, but I'm also biting my tongue. The problem with me is, okay, if you're going to dream, you got to dream big. But I also share too much and say too much, and sometimes I shouldn't let everything out of the bag. But so that's why I really hold back and watch Larry paint his beautiful pictures and talk with his words. I just get too excited. This is a great project, and I see it going across many platforms. I truly do. And that's why people should go out and buy that first book, because that's the first edition of many more. And wouldn't you love to have the first Superman?
Yeah, I would. Heck yeah. That's awesome.
One of the illustrations that Chris showed me early on was of Daniel Hayes. He has just powered up and taken out a bunch of bad guys. And all the bad guys are lying on the ground, right? And Daniel Hayes is there, and he's still super powered. And he's saying, "Don't stop me now. I'm just getting started." And that's what I feel like, that's where we are right now. We've got our superpower mojo going. We've got this book out now, and people got to buy that book and let us do the second one, because don't stop us now. We're just getting started.
We're just getting started, and there's so much more to tell. And that's what I find frustrating right now, and that's why Larry really had to hone some things down with me, because he understands how to write the arc and understands all that. I'm just throwing everything at it. I'm explaining too much with the cocktail, the formula, what kills him. I'm doing all this. And so that's why I do, as we go back to what we started with in the beginning of this, it's respect. I do what I do. Larry does what he does. But we also feed off each other. It's funny when you mentioned the Zoya character. We sat in that meeting with lunch with another agent. He's an agent, actually. So
yeah,
As soon as I got back, I sent Larry a video of exactly what I wanted to do, and he was right on point. He thought the same thing. So we were right. I don't know whether it's just brothers linking together, but I sent him exactly what I wanted this character to be and what I wanted to do, and he said, absolutely, that's what I was. So it's funny how this works. It's very good.
Yeah. I think what we have going for us as brothers, and I think all of us do. There's a sister in the mix too, and she's also is one that we do this with. Is that we pick up on the micros, right? We pick up on the micro expressions. We pick up on the changes in the voice. We pick up on the body language, and we kind of know what each other's thinking without even having to say it. And so, in a way, we have Jax's superpower. But we don't have to give it up after 60 seconds. That's the beauty of it.
Nice. Cool. Is there anything else we should cover before we close the show?
We should probably mention that we have a killer newsletter out there, and it is, and people can find it and subscribe, and it's a free subscription. We don't have any paywall, and it is at concomentertainment.substack.com, and so that's con as in Connolly, C-O-N, com as in communication, entertainment.substack.com. And we have about 14, 15 issues of that newsletter up at Substack. We come out every other week, and I think we've got a lot of cool stuff in there, a lot of behind-the-scenes things, and Chris's illustrations and videos and audio, all kinds of stuff that people can check out. And we also have MinutemenNovel.com, where people can go and get a click for Amazon and order the book there. But there's also my website, Lawrence Connolly or LawrenceCConnolly.com. Either way, with the middle initial or not, you'll get there. But you got to spell the last name right. You see, our name is C-O-N-N-O-L-L-Y. There's no E in there. You know, sometimes Connolly likes to put an E in there. Connolly's like to put E's in there, but it's just two O's. And if they go to Lawrence Connolly or LawrenceCConnolly.com, they'll see a whole bunch of stuff about Minutemen. And what do you think, Chris? Anything that I'm forgetting?
No, that's just good to go. In the newsletter, I hope that we are able to bring people along. Let them see what the background is, where it's come from, what's going on with it. But I hope that we're going to bring them along with announcing different steps of some important things that are coming up. Hopefully the next book release, hopefully what's going on with progress on getting this film developed and getting things moving on that end. It's an interesting town, this town, LA. So many creative people doing so many creative jobs and projects. It's fun to be a part of it. It's not exactly easy, is it? It's, but we got to do it. And we believe in this story. So we're going to do it.
If anybody out there who's been listening to this is the least bit jazzed about this, then, please take a plunge, go out there and get that audiobook. It is being read by a terrific audiobook actor, and it is being released by Tantor Media, a division of the largest audiobook producer in the world. So it's going to be first class, just like the book, and we hope that people will take the plunge and join the adventure. We'd like to meet you there in the world of Minutemen.
Awesome. No, you guys are like laying out a beautiful vision, and let's get people sign up for the newsletter, buying books, support you guys so we can see more beautiful vision.
The book would make a great stocking stuffer.
Oh, there we are. Thank you. By the way, folks, we will have links to those words that need to be spelled correctly into the show notes. So if you like thought, oh, I can't write down those words, or I can't quite remember how to spell Connolly, it's right there in your show notes. It'll be right there in your podcast player or in the website where you downloaded this MP3.
We hope we're going to be following up with the second release of the second issue within the year. I mean, I hope that's coming too. So that's where we are.
You're talking about the sequel, right? Is that what we're talking about?
The sequel, yes, because the current book, the book that's out there now, Minutemen Execute and Run, on the last page, it says, stand by, coming soon, 60 Seconds to Die. That's Minutemen 2. We're
sweet.
On the hook.
Right on.
So we've got that in the works, and we have the path that we're laying down for the third. So, right? Let's keep this train going.
Yeah. And so, folks, if you're already a fan of Minutemen and you just came in here to hear these cool folks talk about their craft, tell your friends to buy the book so that they can sell more, so they can create more.
I'm Lawrence C. Connolly, and I got started in science fiction in the early 1980s. I started selling to the science fiction magazines and quickly moved up from Amazing Stories to Rod Serling's Twilight Zone to Year's Best Horror. And then I began getting calls from LA, people wanting to option my stories. And I realized at that point that if I wrote the best science fiction or the best horror possible, that the stories that I created would get out there and work for me. And it's been a good run. I have I've had a great time writing, and I feel like I'm just getting started. My current book that I've written in collaboration with my brother, Christopher Connolly, is Minutemen, Execute and Run. And it is out there now. It is out there in audiobook and in print and in ebook. And I hope everybody will check it out.
I'm Christopher Connolly, and I have been an illustrator and designer for basically all my life, and I've had a printing and design firm for many years. I created a story, an IP of Minutemen a few years back, prior to COVID. Started collaborating with my brother Lawrence, and he and I have been working on this for the past 5 years, I think. Is that correct, Larry? And so now the book is out, and we're eager to see how we can keep this project moving.
Thank you for coming on the show. It was really a pleasure to meet you both.
Oh, it's been great. Thanks so much, Lancer, for having us on.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed the episode. And you know what? There's more value to be had. There are show notes, because within those show notes are links to details that we talk about, maybe definitions and taxonomy, all kinds of extra geeky things that you will enjoy if you enjoyed this episode. How do you get to the show notes? They show up right in your podcast player. Just click on Sci-Fi Thoughts and you will see the show notes there. If you happen to download the MP3 from a website, go back to the website where you got this MP3 and there you will see the show notes. The series started at episode 333. This is the last episode of this series, and if you're like my friend Oris and you missed any of the episodes, you can search for the series page by typing into your favorite search engine, Sci-Fi Thoughts, Minute, Space, Men.